I
Oh,
win.
now you can't
No
say, "Are we recording
recording.
yet?"
He said to say it anyway. We are.
Don't I have to say it?
Of course
No,
you
you
do.
don't
That's
have to
like a
say it.
requirement. I think it's a
It's like a
requirement.
requirement.
Okay.
Are we recording?
It's October 23rd, 2021, and welcome to the 15th episode of Married to Clash. I am Queen JJB, and I'm joined by my other half, Brew.
Hello.
Miss P.
Hi.
And BTG.
Are we recording?
Yes. Teddy Robot with his little microphone is there.
Yay.
It has been a hot minute, but we are back. So, very excited. As soon as the update came out, I was like, oh, I really want to do a pod.
Yeah.
And that just kicked it all off. I think we all had a pretty busy summer, so it was probably a good thing that we took some time off. And then we've had a crazy beginning of the school year. So I'm not sure if I could have fit anything else into our time.
Probably not.
But I have 2.5 weeks and life should slow down and maybe. And then we'll go from there. But anyways, so we're going to talk about event updates, CFF news, of course, the update, and then just a general update on us as a show and what our lives have been and where we are in the game, so on and so forth. So we'll start with event updates. Right now, going on is A New Hope, all TH15 war in the Clash Files clan.
I need
It's a
that.
Sky Barker.
Somebody needs his food.
Well, you can't do it in here because you're just going to ding, 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 ding.
And he's gonna have to wait.
There, you can wait. It's a
Sorry, Toke.
Sky Barker production, and that means that Sky and Barky are handling it. And I'm going to check the score. I'll give you a live update as to where we are. I did my attacks last night on Mords of Strength. And right now, the score is 15 to 14, the good guys. We only spun 10. So only 10 people came over, but it's been a good time and we'll see where we go.
This was the all Town Hall 15.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So other things that have happened. Royal Rumble. There's been a Royal Rumble. Maybe Jen can tell us how this works because I haven't been in one, but I saw some sort of dice roll and then FCs happen and we crown a champion. Jen, do you want to? Did I get that right? Did I miss a part?
Yeah, so we all have to hit the roll or hit the dice to figure out where we are in the lineup as far as who's attacking who. And then you basically just kind of sit around watching FCs until it's your turn.
Nice. It's like Jen's favorite event, probably. She loves her
Yeah.
FCs. So, Kat was the TH9 champion. Our very own Miss P was the TH10 champion.
Woohoo!
And it looks like Mr. Happy took the 11 and the 12 crown, from what I could see. I'm not sure if Mr. Happy and Mr. Happy Store are separate people. Does anyone know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, Mr. Happy was the 11 and Mr. Happy Store was the 12, in case they're separate people. So shout out to them. The other thing that happened was the draft war, which is one of my favorite events. The draft was crazy. Like, bananas.
Wasn't it? That stream was fun.
I didn't get to see the stream. We watched it after.
Did you?
And
Oh, see, I watched it
I was
live.
just gonna. Where were we? We were somewhere.
Don't remember.
I don't remember where we were, but we were somewhere and we couldn't watch it live. So I like watched it the next day and watched it until I got drafted. And I'm like, wait a minute. C-Note drafted me. How did I enter this team? What is
Yeah, that
happening?
was kind of crazy.
And I'm like, well, now we have to watch till the end. And then it was like, oh, C-Note traded his whole entire team to Peter. Interesting. By the way, C-Note came in last. So I'm not sure if that was such a good trade, but
Yeah,
just
right.
saying. Just saying. C-Note's team, Shimmy Jig, came in last. Afterthought, which is Knee's team, which Brew was on. What?
was
Oh, you were on Band's team.
on.
Yeah, that's right. Wait till you hear this story. Miss P, you were on C-Note, right? Okay. BTG, were you in the draft war? Yes. You're on mute.
There we go. No, I was not in the draft war. I wasn't.
Excuses.
Too busy.
Okay. At that point in
time. Right.
But
the Sultans of Spam, which was our team, came in second by like a hair. We were so close. And the Not So Nice Guys won, which is Ban's team, which is Brew's team. So this morning, I'm like writing down the order, and I'm like, wait, Not So Nice Guys was Ban's team. And he's like, no, I was on Ban's team. We didn't win. And I'm like, are you sure? So I like scroll up and I'm like, yes, you did. You won the draft war. Congratulations.
Could have sworn. No idea.
No clue.
Lee's team won.
Oh, no clue. So this is my life. So yes, draft wars are always fun. It was a stressful week. I'm going to recommend we do not do it during CWL next time. Did not like that.
Yeah, that I didn't like that either.
And Morris couldn't stream the draft.
Yeah, I was going back and forth, and I'm like, oh crap, where do I have attacks I need to do?
Yeah, it was too much. So just a little like feedback to the organizers. Let's do it on a non-CWL week. That way people can stay in the clan, and there's not like, it was crazy.
I think they were mentioning that in chat.
Not during CWL week?
Yeah.
And yeah. Noble had made it to Champs 2 that week. So there was like all this like crazy and Noble, like we got to do really good and we didn't do really good. We got demoted, but it's okay. Like it's fine. It was an interesting experience. I think we won one day that week, but I think we would have been better if like half the clan, like literally half of our 15 people were in the draft war. So people were just fluttering all over the place. It was a little chaotic. So a little crazy. And then last night, Mords and Gank did their annual breast cancer awareness stream. Mords ended up, we logged off the stream at about 11-ish to watch the very end of the Phillies game.
Go yeah, Phillies.
And we ended up, when we ended the stream with them, Mords had pink hair and a pink beard.
Oh my God, really?
Gank had pink hair. Mm-hmm. And Mords had 6 beard beads in his beard.
Yep.
I think he had done about 100 push-ups. Easily like 15 shots each. And they did like 3 or 4 duets and a couple individual karaoke songs. And
they danced Spider-Man.
And did the Spider-Man dance a couple times too. So a great stream, lots of fun. I have some shout outs at the end for some pretty big contributors who really stepped up to the plate. But $500 gives 5 people free mammograms.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Yeah. Really, really good.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It was a fun stream. Yeah. I had a good time. He came over and streamed the 15 war, but there wasn't that many people on. And I mean, there's only 10 people in war and it's a 24-hour war, so I wasn't surprised. But I did my attacks on stream. They were okay. I'm having a hard time with this world right now, but I also don't have a lot of time to do it, like actually play the game. So that's a problem too. So speaking of update, let's go to the update. I printed out the release note. They're 12 pages long. So I don't know that we're going to hit each page, but we'll get the good ones. All right.
That's colorful.
Right? Town Hall 15.
They said it was the most content of any update they had.
I kind of agree with that, to be honest with you. They definitely took their time with it. I mean, they sat on it for a bit, I think. Yeah.
That was the most content.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about how much they put in... It was more than 14. Yeah. It was definitely more than 14.
It's a lot.
So, all right. So while TH15 does not have a unique signature defensive weapon, its Giga Inferno can be upgraded several times to make it more powerful than before. Like it wasn't powerful enough. I'm not sure if that upgrade includes a stronger poison. I haven't taken note of that. I'm not sure if you know, Ben, or if... Jen, you know, but I don't know for sure. Yeah, because you know it drops the poison afterwards. Does it make the poison stronger or just the Giga Inferno?
I think it does. I think it makes the poison stronger.
Yeah.
The Town Hall, just in general, is more difficult to get down, it seems like. But yeah.
Yeah, and then pair it with the new defenses, and it's like a crazy little box of death. So
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So there's two new defenses. There are spell towers and there's the monolith. I'll read their flourishy descriptions. Magical color palettes are not the only arcane affectation being introduced. Affectation. Being introduced with the Town Hall 15 update, we are bringing two brand new defenses to Town Hall 15. Base building will never be the same again, supposedly. Mm. Meet the spell tower and monolith and watch your enemies tremble in fear. So, spell tower, As spell tower is leveled, it becomes imbued with different spells, allowing you to select which spell it will cast while defending your base. Starting at level 1, the spell tower will cast Rage Spell to boost nearby defenses and units. Level 2 will allow you to set the spell tower to launch Poison Spell at nearby enemies. And level 3 will cast Invisibility, allowing nearby defensive units and buildings to be temporarily concealed. When you upgrade to Town Hall 15, you will be able to place 2 spell towers in your home village. So, for the spell towers, I'm okay with level 1. Rage Queen is broken.
Rage Queen is broken. Yeah, you stick the queen inside the radius of your spell tower, and she just decimates your attacking troops. It's broken.
And I don't even want to think about the invisibility part with the Town Hall. It's going to be crazy. I don't know. I'm not sure how much people will use the poison because I haven't actually seen the poison yet. So I'm not sure how strong that is, but I have heard the Rage Queen is broken. Holy cow. Jen, you all right?
Yeah.
You got a lot going on.
I was pulling my contacts out of a container.
Well, it's like very noisy.
Okay, so the monolith, this tank-killing defense is so sinister. It's constructed and upgraded with dark elixir, thank you, because we needed something else with dark elixir, to be honest. Even its brooding presence leaves a dark stain around the world on the world around it. While its origins may be mysterious, its ability to wreak havoc on attacking forces leaves no doubt as to its effectiveness. Though Monolith will deal a base level amount of damage per shot, each shot also does additional bonus damage based on a percentage of its target's max hit points, making the Monolith incredibly dangerous against high HP units such as tanks or heroes. I have had a Monolith completely take my queen in 2 shots. Like, gone. I was like, where'd she go? And then I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so you'd think, okay, you know, everybody's going to start spamming witches, but now everybody's got friggin' infernal towers on multi and everything else. So it's completely...
Oh, no, me neither.
I haven't figured out the meta yet.
Mords was doing like Electro Titan, which we're going to get to next, and Bat combination last night, and I tried it in war and I got like an 89%. I think that's the highest I've gotten since the update, so I might play with it a little bit more.
Yeah, which was kind of hilarious.
With Mords' troops, it was pretty fun. I'm having a hard time, but I haven't come up against a lot of monoliths or spell towers yet, so I don't know what that's gonna do. I'm having a hard time without them. I can't even imagine with them. So, but Cloud has been on it. He's been posting bases pretty regularly. So I'm going to have to grab one and let people FC around it and see what happens. All right. So the new troop, Electro Titan. The Electro Titan is a brand new troop that you unlock at Town Hall level 14. Her crackling fist and phosphorescent eyes are not simply to illuminate her surroundings. Electro Titan lashes out at enemies with a short-ranged whip that can target both ground and air units. However, it's her special ability to cause devastation around her that makes her even more dangerous. Electro Titan emits an area of effect aura that will continually damage everything, defenses, air, and ground units. However, you should note walls are immune to her electrical aura. I like her. I've used her a lot. I was using her originally in combination with super archers to do funnels. That was working pretty well because she has such a high hit point. She's almost, I can't remember, is she like even with a golem or a little bit lower than a golem? I don't remember, but she's pretty high. And I maxed her right away. So I have max Electro Titans. Yeah. So.
Yep, I did too. Yeah, I when I first started, I was throwing down like two or three P.E.K.K.A.s in front of her for whatever reason, because apparently I didn't think that the Electro Titan was tanky enough that it needed a tank in front of it. But that actually worked really well. I kind of did used it like
a witch.
I don't know. I funneled with, kind of like a Yeti witch kind of deal. And that, you know, for the first few, like probably for the first week, worked okay. And then it stopped working. It's just, all the new defenses and all that stuff came on. And
Miss P, have you tried them like in your CCs or anything?
Tried what?
The Electro Titans?
No, I haven't tried them.
They are pretty cool. I like them. I can see potential in them. I just haven't quite figured out what that potential is.
It's crazy. Like, if they're alive towards the end of the attack and they're, like, trying to beat through a wall and they're outside, they'll take out the building on the outside of the wall that they're not hitting with their aura.
Yeah.
Before
The aura is super strong.
They'll take the wall down.
They're great for, like what I started using them, like, earlier this week. We'll get to it next, or a couple things from now. I started using the recall spell, and if I was using them for a funnel and it, you know, the troops went the other way, I call it suck them up. I would suck them up in the recall spell and then hold it until the troops came around and then get all the buildings on the outside. So it keeps your queen focused, because you know how she gets distracted by shiny things on the other side of the wall. So, okay, battle drill, a new siege. So the battle drill unlocks at Siege Workshop level 7. Have not gotten it yet, and I have not used one yet, so I'm not sure that I can give any feedback on how it is. Okay, good.
I have. I've used it a lot, actually.
So this will burrow beneath the ground in order to avoid being detected by enemy defenses. When the battle drill surfaces to attack the nearest enemy defenses, it will stun its target for 2 seconds. So it's kind of like a little free spell. You like it, Ben?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. It's not very tanky. Mm-hmm. Like it goes down pretty quick. So when you use it, you kind of want to make sure that you don't have like really strong defenses or heroes where you're sending it.
So otherwise, don't send it to the monolith. It'll
just disintegrate in a big hurry. Don't send it down. Well, actually, you know, because it's not so tanky, it might not be so bad.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. Oh, didn't think of that.
But no, like I found out pretty quick, like if you have a royal champion on it.
Good to know.
Now what happens when it goes boom?
The troops come out. Just like any other siege. The troops come out when it goes boom. Okay, the recall spell. I talked about that just now. Battles will never be the same again. Unlocks at Town Hall level 13. Miss P, you have one of them. Yes?
Yeah, but I don't think I have it.
Well, you have to upgrade your spell factory.
Oh, that would make sense then.
Maybe you get it right away, Miss P. Sometimes they give it to you.
No, because Peter asked me the other day, and I went and looked. I'm trying to find that account. I mean, I haven't been on that account in a really long time, so I had to go look at
it. Yeah, I got to check now. Cool.
Let's see.
Well, that's 14. I can go here. Where's my spell? Dark spell.
No, it's an elixir.
Mine
spell.
Like it's not even like available.
It's not available.
No, like there's. It doesn't give you laboratory 12 required. It just is there.
You have a level 1. Brew has a level 1, so they must have given you level 1, and then you have to upgrade it.
How do you get it?
I think they just gave it to you because Bruden said he didn't upgrade his spell factory.
Not yet.
No.
How come we had to upgrade our spell factories to get it?
Oh,
maybe you have to upgrade it to be able to upgrade the spell.
You've got to upgrade your
spell factory. I was confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to upgrade my spell factory. Jeez, that's a lot. I don't think I have that.
Okay, so when the recall spell...
I know, right? Ooh, I finally have enough. Okay, there we go. All right, so it's upgrading.
Woohoo! So, when you get it and you use it...
Why can't I hear anything?
I don't... Because you went to your clash. Okay. Turn your clash off.
I turned the volume down. Never mind.
Okay. It will remove units from the battlefield where they can be redeployed elsewhere. Whether it's to save them from lethal enemy defense or to send your units into battle from another position, recalled units can be redeployed as a group anywhere troops can be placed. The amount of units that can be recalled is determined by the housing space limit each level has. Troops, heroes, and hero pets can all be recalled, where heroes count as 25 housing space and hero pets count as 20. Redeployed units retain any damage dealt or any status applied to them when they were recalled. Recall spell will prioritize units in order of higher housing space first when redeployed. And if you forget about it, you just lose the troops, because I've done that.
So the only time I used it was to do those challenges. And I've been thinking I should learn how to use it and find good ways to use it. And like I said, I haven't figured out the meta yet. But
yeah, like I said, the only thing I've really used it for is if my funnel troops, like if the main kill squad goes like right instead of left, I'll pull the left funnel troops if they're still alive with it. And then when the troops come around to the back end of the base, I'll drop them on the outside to get like all the crap around the edge. But that's all I've really found it good for so far. I did use it to save my queen the one time from a single inferno because I didn't realize that I put her in the path of a single inferno.
That's what I was going to say. Like that's like the one place that I think that it can be used a lot is, you know, like if you're doing a queen charge and she's accomplished everything that she wants her to accomplish, then you can just grab her and then send her with your main push, which would be really cool. But or if you think you're gonna miss the town hall or whatever.
It's been pretty good. I mean, I haven't, like I said, I've only used it a couple times and that's what I've used it for. But it takes two spaces, so you better make sure it's useful, you know. Otherwise you've wasted two spaces.
Right.
Alright, new hero pets. Frosty, he's cute. This chilly companion will slow down enemies with his icy breath. Meanwhile, frost mites, kind of like Yeti mites, hitchhiking balls of ice will occasionally jump off and attack enemy defenses to slow them down as well. Its favorite target is anything within 4.5 tiles of the hero it's assigned to. It's a single target, and it targets ground and air. I really like Frosty. He does a really good job. I've been sending him with my RC.
Yeah, me too. I just wish that he was more of a...
He does.
He seems to, like, go away. Like
he wanders around.
Loses, like, the RC loses him. So I kind of wish... Yeah, I kind of wish that he would be a defensive targeting, but that might make him too OP, because there's lots of times he's just, like, freezing, like, a storage. Like, oh, that's doing a lot of good for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about switching him to the king, because the king will hit anything, or the queen. I don't think he would go with the warden. I don't think that would make sense, but we'll see. All right, the next one, I'm super excited to get this one. It's my next thing to do, is Diggy. He's so cute. He's like this little, he's really cute. Yeah, I like him. This shy creature will burrow underground beside his hero and pop up to stun and attack nearby defenses. Should Diggy's hero be taken out during battle, Diggy will go in search of a new hero to bond himself to. Because he's just very loyal. He's like a little puppy. He's really cute. Do you have Diggy yet, Ben?
The only one I've unlocked so far is Frosty.
Is Frosty. Yeah, me too. All right, the next one is a poison lizard. The poison lizard.
I've been prioritizing.
Imagine camps. Poison lizard as your hero's own personal headhunter bodyguard. It spits toxic chemicals as a lightning fast ranged attack that deals poison damage to defending heroes and troops, slowing them down. If no enemy units are nearby, Poison Lizard will assist its hero in attacking targeted buildings, Buildings are not affected by poison lizard's slowing effect, and yes, we know it's venom, but we think poison sounds cooler. I haven't seen it yet. Don't know. I would imagine this going with the queen, possibly. But I really like the unicorn on the queen. I don't know.
So you could pick...
We'll have 8 pets to assign to 4 heroes.
That's what I was going to say. You can have 2 different pets for... Not at the same time, obviously.
No, only 4.
Right.
Yeah. So, weird.
And I love how they preempt the, you know, all the smartest people in the room, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, it's venom.
Great.
It's great.
All right, the phoenix, which if what at first may seem like an insignificant egg that follows your hero around, the phoenix will emerge as a foul-tempered, fiery-feathered friend when her hero is about to be knocked out. The phoenix revives herself and her hero under a temporary shield of invulnerability. Once the shield expires, the hero will be knocked out, but phoenix will continue to fight on. This is going to be pretty OP once it... Like, I could see this being part of a queen walk or something. You know when she gets to, like, she needs one more hit on that Inferno Tower to take it down or something? Or the monolith. Let's go to that one. You know, that's when that will be pretty amazing to have. And I'll probably forget to pair it and, you know.
Yeah, and it was part of that challenge.
Was it? I didn't do the challenge.
Yeah, and I know it was part of the challenge. And it was... Like, I don't know how... I guess I never paid too much attention to how it worked. But I did the judo sloth plan to get it, and it worked just fine. So too bad we didn't do this earlier, but yeah, that was how... Because I tried to do it on my own and figure it out on my own.
I tried it once. Didn't go so well, and then I just gave up. But I don't know. Those challenges frustrate me, and I even if I watch a judo sloth thing... I can never replicate things. I never could. It's just not what... I would have to watch it like a kajillion times, and I'm too much of a...
It actually wasn't... Yeah, it actually wasn't too difficult to do. But he made really good use of the recall spells that you had in there. Of course, you know. He's just good about finding ways to maximize every troop that you get. Because that's all those challenges. I mean, you have to maximize the... potential of all the troops.
Yep.
And he does a good job of just picking it apart. There was on the more difficult one, I had to do it a couple times because I ran out of time a couple times. But yeah. It was fun. It was good. I got the hero book.
Yeah, I probably should have done it because that would be really useful. But
well, I got to give Supercell credit because they haven't done this in the past. Lots of times they will drop these new updates like right at the beginning of your gold pass. So you don't have any of the perks or a bunch of magic items to throw at them. But they did it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, kind of midstream. So a lot of the, you know, we had already been through a lot of the gold pass stuff, and thankfully we knew the update was coming, or we're able to, so we didn't just gem, you know, all right, I'm just going to have this book. I'm just going to collect gems and call it good. So I was able to save it, but I've had, like, I got to get farming, otherwise I'm going to end up losing some hero books or just have to take gems for them, and a spell book too. I gotta get some spells done because I just had way too much. I have a lot of magic items I gotta try to get used up before the end of the month.
I think Lukitu, like on our in Noble, I'm not sure if it's a he or she. They get every of one of those like little deals and like stack. So I'm pretty sure they said that they had like 11 hero books or something. Because if you buy them, you can stack them.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Like, they'll let you keep them.
Well, I know in the trader shop, they had a whole bunch of books that you could buy, too.
Yeah. Evidently, they buy everything.
That hero book for 500 gems, it's like, yes, please. And I'd been stacking up gems for a long time.
When the update dropped, I think I was at the lowest point I've ever been at for gems. I was at like 150 gems.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, because I haven't been buying any. I've just been sustaining myself on selling books and runes and whatever from the gold pass to do donations. I
had like 5,000 gems.
Whoa.
Well, now I have like 2,300 because I bought the 1999 pack or whatever. But it was like, it was one of those like, I should buy gems. And I was like, I don't really need to because I don't really use them for anything right now except donations. So it was a little crazy. But all right. So.
Right. Yeah. Between the gold pass and the gems that you get for your medals that you get for the Capital Peak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I built up to like 5,000 gems, which was nice.
Yeah, no. New building defense levels. I'm not going to read them all. There's a lot. We got more walls. Woohoo. And Barb, Archer, Grand Warden, Royal Champion all got 5 more levels. What else was I going to read? Oh, this one. Game balance. So they changed the super minions on defense to only shoot 3 long-range projectiles instead of 5. Poison is not applied to miners while they're underground. Additional note, poison is also not applied to Diggy or Battle Drill when they're underground. And Clan War League seeding thresholds have been adjusted for Silver 1 League and above. Not sure what that means, but okay. They pulled all our barracks into one Elixir and 1 Dark Barrack.
So I have a question on that. I didn't even pay any attention because I used a book on the barracks. Your barracks still obviously must still work when you're upgrading it, though?
They do. They only work at 50%, though, if they're upgrading. So all production buildings, barracks, Dark Barrack, Spell Factory, Dark Spell Factory, Siege Workshop, will now be able to keep training units when under upgrade instead of stopping completely, but they'll continue their training at 50% their normal speed. So that's what they did. So.
Okay. All right. I dropped out for a second, but I picked up right at the end what you said.
So it's good. It's fine. Seasonal challenges are now customized by players' town hall and builder hall levels. So every challenge offered should now be doable. Lower level players will no longer be asked to do tasks that they can't do. Which is good for people like Shane, right, Jen? Because he couldn't really hit a warden at 8. You know, that's not really fair.
Yeah, he has 2 accounts now.
You got him playing Clash now?
He's playing, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we're in the rated together.
It's hilarious. Yeah, that happened.
Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day. Clan capital prioritization. So I did not know about this, and then I came in after the update, and I was like, wait, what's this little button?
Did Peter's sexy wife get in?
No, she's not going to play. Clan leaders and co-leaders can now prioritize up to 3 upgrades per district in your capital. This will help leaders and co-leaders provide recommendations for which upgrades should come next. Players are still free to spend their capital gold on any upgrades they wish. Thank you. This was needed like ages ago. It's a good thing. But it's, I just told Cloud to do your thing. The Clan Capital, I was excited about it when it came out, and then it lost its luster very quickly. It's just another job to do.
Mm.
It's annoying.
Well, and then all of us that upgraded our town halls, we are not forging any gold right
not
now.
Not at all. No. You get my 600 or whatever it is, every whatever days it is. Yeah, but, I mean, they could do something with it. I think we were asking for, like, a mega base that the clan could, like, contribute to, but I don't think this is what we were thinking. It was close.
No.
It's not quite there. They made some AI changes. Better attack position selection if many attack position candidates are blocked by walls. Not sure what that means, but okay. Healers are now less likely to target Grand Warden, Golem, Golemite, Ice Golem, and Headhunter, and slightly less likely to target Royal Champion and Barbarian King. And healers no longer target Wallbreakers, Super Wallbreakers, or Yeti Mites, which they shouldn't have in the first place. So
their purpose is to die.
Yes, exactly.
Why would you put it in your way?
Crazy. There were some other things that the last like three pages is bug fixes. I'm not going to go through those. So that is our upgrade release notes. Overall, what do you think, BTG? I think you and I are the only ones with 15s.
It's a lot. Like they said, it's the most they've ever dropped in one update. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Holy cow, there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's been so long since I've upgraded to a new town hall that I kind of forgot, like, the things that you're supposed to prioritize, you know? Like, it's kind of like, oh, that's right. I can upgrade my clan castle. Mm-hmm. Shoot, now I gotta save up for that.
Yeah, and side note, if you're gonna upgrade the clan castles, then upgrade at least level 10 clans so we can fill a clan castle. Because now, like, one person can't fill an entire clan castle in some cases, right? Not all, but some.
Right.
Like, I can't fill the Yeti, Valk, Gob, whatever, because I don't have enough space.
Or even if you're asking for all loons or all hogs, then we're not going to be able to fill that.
Exactly. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you're going to make the clan... Listen, thank you for the extra troop space in the clan castle. I'm appreciative of that, but... At least say level, or maybe even level 20. Let's give some extra clan perks. That would be nice. Like, just
there you go.
Let's start with some more clan perks. So yeah, it's. I think for me, it's been okay. Unfortunately, like we said at the beginning of the episode, we have been bananas busy, in our house. Grace is in choir, cheer, and dance. I traveled for work for the first time last week. And we have a family wedding coming up that Grace is the maid of honor in, and it's just, there's just a lot going on. So
Jen and Shane are coming down.
Woohoo! Yes. Very excited. But I mean, I'm excited for the wedding, but it's just been a little chaotic. So, yeah, I am looking forward to hopefully things slowing down after November 5th, and maybe I can... focus a little better. I've been on pretty consistently, at least an hour boost almost every day, except the 3 days I was traveling. So that's pretty good for me because that is not how my life was previous to the update. So they brought me back for sure. That's a sure thing.
That's a good point. And I'm not trying to say the game is dead.
It's not. No.
I think people have been saying that since like 2008.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, not that long.
No, but at least...
Like 2018.
I was going to say, at least like 3 or 4 years, people have been saying it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, you look at the activity, and you compare the activity for this town hall
mm-hmm.
compared to the activity that was going on in previous new town halls.
Yeah.
Like 13 and 14, I mean, everybody was on. Everybody was attacking as much as possible.
Yeah.
There was just so much activity. And, I'd say for the first day or two.
Yeah, it was busy.
You'd hop on and I mean, you'd see 5 or 6 people on. Well, when the old updates came out, I mean, there'd be a dozen or 20 people on at the same time. And it's really dropped back. Like within a couple of weeks here since it's dropped back to, you jump on and you're lucky to see a few people on. So I kind of feel like they almost waited too long for this.
Yeah, I think people are, there's only so much you can do, right? So I think to your point, when Jen said that the spell factory was like expensive to upgrade, because things are so expensive and they take so long, unless you have like an inordinate amount of hero books and hammers and all that stuff, it's going to take a while for everything to push up. So I'm doing the normal, right? Keeping a builder open, using them for walls, all the things that I always have done. And I farm around and I get my stuff and I do my thing. But it's, I was off the first day of the update. I think you were too, BTG, right? Because it was Columbus Day. Here or Indigenous Peoples Day, where you weren't off? Okay. I was off.
No.
So I sat down. I was like, okay, I have the day off. It's update day. I'm going to get a cup of tea. I'm going to sit down. And at like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Monday, there was 8 people in clan. And I was like, this is great, because that's what I like. I don't care about, I mean, I care about the update and I care about the game, but I like the people. So everybody's chatting and talking and it was great. And then like that Saturday, I was like, okay, it's still update week. It's going to be great. And there was like 3 people, darn it. But yeah. Then I looked down and I'm like, I can't even do anything. Because all 5 of my builders are going, and the closest thing that's ready to be done is 6 days away. So it's like, it's not going to help me, you know? So I think because the upgrades are so slow, it's going to be a long grind to get to that point, unless you spend the money, and I'm just not going to spend that kind of money.
Right. So there's probably, it's probably,
I think that's what they're hoping, people spend the money.
Oh, go ahead, Ben. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of, like, for me personally, I'm interested, I'm there to play and have some fun from time to time. But I've done the grind thing, yeah. And I think there may be a little bit of that fatigue of the grinding and oh man, it's going to be even more grindy than before.
Yeah, they're not going to change it though. They're going to keep it forever like that. I think that they're not going to change that. They're going to keep it the way it is. That's the game, right? So I know that they've made it easier for the little guys, right? Like Jen and Shane started accounts, and like, I don't know, Jen, how long did it take him? Like a week, yeah. And he was a PH8?
It doesn't take
him
long at all.
Week and a half? Like,
back in my day.
It's super fast. Right, exactly. I had to walk uphill both ways to make my hero get upgraded.
Right? I was like, it took me 3 months. Yeah, right?
You're a Southern old lady.
Have any of those, well, Yeah,
we had to can our peaches. We could, but it was just like I was, all of a sudden, like Peter was totally like stalking him, and he was like, "Meat Sticks is a TH8," and I was like, "Holy cow! Is Shane playing like 24 hours a day?"
His second account is already, I think, at Town Hall 6.
What's the name of that one?
Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan?
It's from SpongeBob, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right? I don't watch cartoons, so.
Doesn't he understand, though, that minis have to be connected to the main so we know who they are? And
I know.
There's a thing there.
His name, he was trying to figure it out. And it's funny because he has a friend named Dan, and they call him Dirty Dan. I don't understand.
Jeez.
Oh.
Well, if he decides to stop playing, he can give him the account. So it was, it for me, like, it's nice that they, like, alleviated the grind craziness when you're in the lower town halls. But then it's going to be, like, culture shock when you get to, like, 13, 14, 15, because they didn't get rid of it there. Well,
yeah, I mean, that's what they need to realize, is that the lower town halls are not TH 7, 8, 9 anymore. It's...
I think that it's like Brew went up to 14 on Master Brew, mm-hmm. right as we went up to 15. So he's a 14 now, and he's got the same grind that we had. Nothing's really changed.
No.
Between when we went to 14 and when he went to 14. So like Shane's going to do great and he's going to fly through, and then all of a sudden it's going to be like somebody threw the brakes right. on, and he's going to be like, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go this slow before, Like, why do I have to do it now? So hopefully, like, they find some way. And I'm okay if, like, the top town hall takes the longest. I get it. But I think they have to find some way to help Elite. It's kind of like the troop brewing time back when a golem took 5 hours. They changed that because right. people were like, no, this sucks. Like, we're not going to do this. It shouldn't take a whole day. Literally, sometimes. If you had a barracks down, if my barracks were down back in the day, I would plan my war attack, brew my troops in the morning before I went to work, and I would do my attack after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when my troops were ready.
And hope that the base that you had planned for still
exactly.
available.
Yeah, because you couldn't call anything either. So it was just like, I mean, I think they've made really great strides in the game, you know, and all those things that we just talked about, being able to call bases in game, being able to like brew troops faster. They gave us a training spell that helps, you know. So I think they've done a lot of really good things. I mean, the little troops that you have, you know, when you first get an account, I made a TH2 and I was part of the TH2 event. I forgot to mention that. We did a TH2 spin as a CFF family that during the Hammer Jam, you could create your clan castle at TH2. So everybody did their TH2s and went into this clan and we did a spin and we got a perfect war. I think we won. Not sure. I didn't look, to be honest. I can look. And I came in to do my attacks. I was late because I got stuck in a work issue and we had a perfect war. So I'm like, okay, I guess my job here is done. Great job, guys. I didn't do my attacks, to be honest with you, but I made a little account. What did I call her? Do you remember, Pip?
No.
I don't remember what I called her.
Queen Spamalot. That's
Queen
cute.
Spamalot.
I like that.
Nice.
Queen Spamalot. Yes. Well, that's what I do. I spam. I can't lalo and all that crazy stuff. War has ended. Jeez. And we won 45-0. So I'm not sure what this TH2 war indo was, but our clan name was Too Many. We had some pretty cute, like, Too Much Fun. Psych 2.0, Toe Jam, that's cute. Meow Mix was Cat, Lil Pup, Toothless Toodles, spelled TWO, me, Queen Spamalot. I thought this might have been you, EPL Jen, but it wasn't you. Renfair Hobo and Skull Crusher. We had 15 of them. Peter was in there somewhere, but I don't remember what his account name was. And Cat. But, I mean, it was a fun little war, and it was a cute little thing to do, and a couple people have left. Placemat, I don't know, some other people. C-Note must have had one in there. But, yeah, it was a good time. I mean, but like I said, I don't even know if I'll touch that account ever again. We'll see. It may just sit in that clan forever. Okay. We'll see. I kept it there, and maybe. I mean, Queen Vajayjay is still only a TH10.
Aw, she's growing up so fast. I remember when we used to hit her.
So fast. I think I've had her for like the very first 69 war. So how long ago was that?
Yeah,
3 years?
Something like that.
And she's only a TH10 in TH only. So she is definitely not, you know, growing fast, but, you know, it's fine. She's fine. She hangs out in NH2, and every once in a while, I go over and do some stuff and then come back. And now that Queen JJB needs upgrades, I'm definitely not going to be very nice to her either, but it's fine. So, Ms. P, where are you in the game? Let's talk about
that.
What
do I have now? I think she's a Town Hall 8, and this is the only one. I mean, I play on her and my Town Hall 11. They're both in the rated. I'm enjoying the farming. Let me see. Is she a... Yeah, she's a Town Hall 7. She'll go to a Town Hall 8 soon. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I like it. How is it over in the rated? Is it just little guys?
Fun. Yeah, it's mostly minis. I mean, we've got Cat. We've got J5 is over here. He's pretty old school. I know you guys have heard me talk about J5 and how he taught me how to do that attack a long, long time ago.
He was on my draft war team.
I know.
We had a good time reminiscing in chat. It was a good time.
Yeah, it's fun because there's a lot of, like, the older people or, like, people who played Clash when I first started, and I might not have really had interactions with them back then, but I knew who they were. So, you know, it's just really chill.
Yeah.
Kind of just get on. J5 has, like, 15 accounts. They're all named J5.
Of course they are.
Nice.
Shane is here, too.
And Shane's over there.
Yeah.
So that always makes it easy. Yeah. Awesome. What about you, Brew? Where are you at?
I'm 14 and then a 13.
And you're still K Farm and Noble?
Yep. I did a major.
You won the draft war, even though you didn't know that.
I did a major.
What'd you do?
Boo boo.
Uh oh.
I used a hammer on my eagle, not on a camp or self or the lab.
Not
shame,
offense.
Brew. Shame.
It's okay.
I I hit the hammer for the eagle, and I was just like, oh, fudge.
That's actually literally what he said. And I was like, uh-oh, what's the matter?
Yep.
It's pretty funny.
So, and the queen's up to 79.
Oh, you're crazy.
It's like a week.
Wow, check you out.
You get the...
You were like the slowest farmer on the planet. Now all of a sudden you're like moving warp speed.
Whatchamacallit?
The hammers? And the books?
Yeah, the books for finishing the season, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I got two of them, so boom.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard a lot about prioritizing the RC at 15, because a max RC will take out a max single target defense at 15 with one throw. Not sure if that's true or false, but I can prioritize the RC. That's fine.
I'm going to get the queen to 80.
Did you get your RC yet?
And then I think the RC's got a level on him.
Okay.
Then I'll start with the warden or the king.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, he's still over in K-Farm with Barky and all them.
Yep. Barky's awesome.
He is.
Him and Sky, you know, tag teaming.
Yeah, they seem to be picking it up over there. It's fun, because I know Barky had some struggles years ago, and things seem to be coming back up. BTG, why don't you tell us where you are?
I'm 15.
Just one. Just one.
I'm just one account. I don't even know if I can figure out how to log into the other accounts.
I still have Lil BTG. Supercell didn't hear that, but I still have it.
Oh, well, feel free to make it your own.
Like, I need more. So I have Queen JJB, my main, which is over in Noble still. It's still Tony, Future, and I in Superheroes. It's been a long time. But, things are pretty good in Noble. And then I have Queen Vijayjay, who is in NH2 and just kind of hangs out there. She gets paid attention to during CWL week, and that's about it. And that's only if they put me in. Like, I'm just a backup. Like, they'll put me in. And then sometimes I miss attacks, so I'm sorry, Future and Shen, because they kind of run the show over there. So, sorry about that. And then I have the new one that I got for the two... TH2 thing that probably will stay TH2 forever. But we'll see.
Should give it to Shane. Yeah. Shane can.
Right? When Shane gets to 15 and he gets like bored, I'll give him that and he can be Queen Spamalot too, because he doesn't seem to care if his names go together. So we can just give him that one. So it's been fun. I went through a phase over the summer that I was just kind of like, do I need this game in my life anymore? Is this worth my time? Am I liking it still? And I took a break for the 2 weeks we were at the shore. And we'll have to talk about how I almost killed Shane and Brew on the golf cart. But I took a break for 2 weeks and that helped. I think I just needed a break. And I took a break from everything. Like, I turned off my notifications for Discord. All of it. And it was good. It was a good disconnect. And that's happened to me in the past. After League, when we finished out League, I took a 2 week break and that helped. So sometimes it just gets to be too much. So that's the good thing about having three of us at the helm, is we can pass it around. So it's a good thing. All right. So real life stuff, not in-game stuff. So Miss P and her other half, Shane, came to visit us at the shore. Last trip to Sea Pines.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Grace had an emotional moment
when she did.
Pulling the camper out. But last trip to Sea Pines, we got a new campground, and I'm super excited. We're going to keep our camper down there, and we're still 8 minutes from the beach, so can't beat it. But we had Water Wars 2022 happen while they were down there, and Shane was all into it.
Oh my God, we were so unprepared.
We were really underprepared.
We thought we were like going to go out there and like just take over. And we rounded corner and got
schooled. And we didn't at all. Oh my God. Yeah. I got soaked within about 3 minutes of pulling off the site. So you get this little flag for your golf cart. And if you have a flag, you can shoot the other person with water guns or throw water balloons or whatever. So we fill a cooler and put it on the back. Like, we folded the golf cart seat down, put it on the back, and Jim and Brew and Shane sat in the back And Brew was on top of the cooler, and Shane was, like, straddling around, like, one of the bars. So they were pretty safe in that position. It wasn't bad. Then it was decided that that was not enough leverage, and they needed to be able to get to the cooler more, because the cooler had the water in it. So they sat Brew on the corner, and I turned a corner really fast, and Brew fell off.
And I go flying.
This was after Brew had fallen off a ladder earlier in the week.
Yes. Yeah.
He had a rough week. But all of a sudden, this lady is like going, "You lost someone!" And then Shane jumps off. And by the time we got back, Shane was like spraying Brew down with the hose.
He's right in front of Grammy's camper.
And then Shane had blood on him, and I'm like, why are you have blood on you? And then we didn't realize that Brew's elbow was bleeding pretty good. So it was a little chaotic. Everybody gets back on the golf cart.
You gotta get back on.
Right? So Shane's trying to show Brew how to, like, wrap his leg into the bar.
It wasn't happening.
Brew is just not. Evidently, Shane is more flexible. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Jen. But.
Oh, yeah.
We get back on the golf cart, and then Shane decides he's going to stand instead of sit, and again, turn a corner, and Shane falls off the golf cart.
Right in front of our camper
right
again.
Right in front of Grammy's camper again.
Yeah.
So Shane whacked his head pretty good. And, I mean, it's sand, but it's all packed down. People drive on it all the time.
I think I might have too.
but he definitely did. So... I'm like, okay, maybe we should stop. So then me being the mom, I'm like, all right, that's it. Put the seat up. No more. We're not doing this. It's not happening. So we nearly killed Brew and Shane.
Shane's like, I get to squirt kids and not get in trouble. Oh my God,
Shane. He's like screaming off the back of the golf cart. First 2022. Like, this is awesome. So just for Shane. Now, people can't fall off the golf cart at the new campground. It's rock. All of the streets are rocks.
Yeah.
So, not a good idea. I might enforce some seatbelts. We need to find a better option for water on the golf. We just need to be better prepared next year if it happens.
We are going to be because we already got that big, huge water gun.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shane's going to take care of that.
Oh, okay.
We already have, like, the garage.
Is that what's happening?
We've got, you know, totes of different types of water guns. And we practice with them every weekend.
No, I would not be surprised if that actually was happening. But, they asked for suggestions at the new campground, like, a week after we signed the contract for activities next year. And I suggested golf cart water wars. So we'll see.
Maybe this time we'll be more prepared than everybody else.
Not sure.
Yeah.
And we can be more prepared, yes. But we have a new campground. It's right around the corner from the old campground. It's a little bougier, to be honest. But has a lake, and that was the requirement.
Excuse me.
Has a pool. Nice. Has a gym.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. Yeah. So... just go. Make sure you close the door, though.
You don't want to hear me peeing?
No, we don't want to hear you peeing. So I'm super excited. I think there's going to be a transient site, like, right next to our site, Jen. So I can't. It's, like, super, super small. I can't imagine someone's going to want it for a seasonal. It's supposed to be seasonal, but, I mean, I wouldn't want it. It's, like, really small. So if it's transient and you guys are coming down, we can bring the hotel room down and park it there. And you guys can be right next to us. It'll be good. Yeah. Jen and Shane got to stay in the little hotel room that we took to her house in Labor Day. And then if Ben can come, we have plenty of space. Now we'll have two campers back to back. And my mom was like, you know, if everybody's coming, I might just leave. I was like, I don't know if Shane will be okay with that, Mom.
Yeah.
He really likes Grammy.
Right?
Okay. So, yeah, it was a good week. And then we did Labor Day at Jen's house with Peter and Pete's hot wife. Jen had a family campground established in her backyard. It was a lot of fun, and we're always thankful when we can spend time together. So, it was a good weekend, and it was very chill.
It was a great weekend.
We kept it super chill. So we're actually going to see them Thanksgiving weekend. So,
but by Friday.
Yeah, we have to find a way to get Ben out here. Ben.
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 Yes.
Yes. Just yes.
This year was
say yes, Queen.
Crazy.
I know you had a lot going on this year with your roof and stuff, so I totally get it.
I had a lot going on this year, but I think just in the past few weeks, like things have like really things are looking up.
We'll I like it
that way. So I'm really hoping that I don't see any reason why I won't be able to get out that way next year. At least once or twice. And maybe in the family with
Nashville.
We'll see.
But Nashville. Yeah, so Nashville is in the works for CFF gathering, like we did CFF and friends, like we did at Jen's house Memorial Day. So I have some feelers out to some hotels. I talked to Peter about it when we were at Jen's, and we're going to try and find like a gaming lounge or something where we can have a war, or we're going to use one of the conference rooms with, depending on how many people, with like the projectors. So that'll be fun, and do like a brunch war essentially on Saturday. So I think we have kind of like a shell of what the weekend will look like as far as events. We're not planning a whole bunch, just so everybody knows, just three events, and then putting like some like, hey, here are suggestions of other places you can go, because people might not have been to Nashville and maybe they want to go see things and do things. So, but yeah, I'm super excited, and I'm hoping that we can make it all happen. I found a really nice hotel, but it's not quite smack in the center of things, and I'm not sure if we want to be far away so that people can like have to drive. And then the other one is right off of Broadway, but it would cost just a little bit more, not a lot. So I think, like, I don't know how you guys feel, but to me, I'd rather just get there and be able to walk to things and not have to pay for an Uber or whatever, or a rental car, than like have to be outside of the things and have to come into the things.
Yeah. I think the closer we are to Broadway,
it would cost everybody like maybe $35 to $45 more a night.
Yeah. But the closer we are to Broadway, I think the better off we will be.
But if you're flying in and you have to get a rental car, that's $100 a day. You know what I mean? So I was kind of trying to like weigh it that way, because I think it would make more sense. So
we'll see. We're going to drive, right?
I think so. I think that's the plan.
What's your plans, Jen?
Whatever you guys do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're going to drive to us and we'll drive down. I like it. Road trip.
Okay, that's a plan. I like it.
So I think that's going to be the plan. If I can get the hotel to have enough rooms. I'm going off the interest survey, and we had about 20 people. So I'm assuming we need at least 20 rooms. And that's a lot of rooms. So
that's basically a floor.
More than a floor. But yeah. So anyways, I'm trying to keep it economical, because I don't want people to be spending thousands and thousands of dollars, right? That's not the point. But also keep it so that people can spend their money wisely. And I don't know that it makes sense for us to be staying out near the airport, which we've stayed out there.
Yeah.
It's about 25 minutes into town. And I don't think that makes sense. And there's not like public transportation either, because I looked for that. So I think it would be better for people just Uber into town from the airport and just stay there and be able to walk. So anyways, more to come on that. If you're in the CFF or friends of the CFF, more to come. Moritz has asked that next year we do it in Canada. I think I like we can probably do that.
Yeah.
Not next year, but 2024. So I think that makes sense. And I think it would be fun, and we'll have to find a good place to go. Yeah, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was a lot of like, can't we do it on the West Coast? I think we probably could. I'm just not sure.
Yeah.
You know, what that would look like. So we'll see. Super excited. I am happy to hear that Ben's life is getting a little simpler. If it wasn't Ben, I was flying you out here for your birthday, because it's been too long. So, but.
Well, I appreciate that. But no, it is. It's getting simpler, and yeah, hopefully.
And maybe we'll still fly in October.
When's your birthday?
June 27th, right?
Yep.
No, me. That was right off the top of my head. That was impressive. All right. Miss P's birthday is coming up.
Yep.
Ooh, very soon. Like 2 weeks.
Oh, we get to celebrate when you're here?
Yes.
For...
Really? Yes, yes.
Wedding?
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. It might even... Oh yeah. Wow. It's only three... It's less than 3 weeks to the wedding and your birthday's that week.
Mm-hmm.
It's close.
Oh, God. I forgot.
All right. I don't have useless information. Does anybody have useless information? Me too. It's been a really long time.
Shout out.
I forgot all about it too, but I'll just say if you see a turtle on a fence post, somebody put it there.
Oh, very nice.
It's very useless information.
Thanks, Ben.
I don't know if I've used that one before, but yeah.
I got useless information that Ben might be interested in.
What is it, dear?
Christian McCaffrey is now a 49er, Ben.
That's not useless.
I did know that.
Yes.
Bruce excited about the game today.
They're still not a Super Bowl.
No, agreed.
Team.
But the Birds maybe.
Birds are.
Go Birds. So excited.
Yeah.
And the Phillies are a game away from the World Series.
I don't know what like special elixir potion was put in the Philadelphia water this year. Or water, as we say here, but wow, it's been a crazy ride.
The Flyers are 4-1.
I know. And they were the ones that we were like. Well, they're not going to be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, been a crazy ride. I'll give you not useless information, but a fun fact. So there has been at least one shooting in the city of Philadelphia for the entire year of 2022, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Up until last week, there were 4 days with zero shootings. So proven fact that the happiness of the city rides with its teams. Oh, everybody is loving one another right now. So, sad fact that there's been a shooting every day, but happy that we had a little bit of a break for good reason. It's been crazy. And man, that game last night with the Phils was stressful, but fun to watch.
Oh my God.
Like, crazy fun to watch. So,
46,000 people, just craziness.
There was a guy on Twitter that lives a mile from the stadium, and he went outside to do something and could hear the stadium, like a mile away. He took his phone out and recorded it.
Oh,
it was
God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and not just like a little roar. Like, you could hear it. It was bananas. But yeah, lots of fun to be a Philly fan right now on all fronts. And I don't even like basketball, and evidently they're good too.
No.
So
no. 0-3.
Oh, okay. Well, they were supposed to be good.
They were supposed to be, but no.
They can take the bad karma.
How's that trade for Ben Simmons working out?
It's fine. I'm fine that he left. He was a crybaby. He is not a Philly
guy. He's a crybaby in Brooklyn, so, you know, nothing's changed.
Yeah. They'll just pander him. It's fine.
They are pandering.
Like I said, I don't watch basketball, but I was so tired of hearing about him that I was like, goodbye. Go.
Yep.
Just go away.
Yep.
Because this is not what we do here. All right, let's do some shout-outs. Brew, why don't you go first?
Shout-outing? I'm going to shout-out Barky, because he's just awesome. And Guy, because she's with Barky, and that's awesome.
Yeah, a little clash.
Yeah.
Clash
yeah.
love.
It's yes. Nice. We don't have any guests.
Nope.
Damn it.
Aww.
That's all right. I'll shout out our co-host here, BTG and Jen.
Always my queen.
And my queen, of course.
Yay!
Thanks, babe.
Always my queen.
Always my queen. All right, Ben.
Wow, go to Ben first. I gotta think about mine.
Go to Jen first.
Okay, Jen. Oh my God. Okay, I'll go next. How's that? All right. So first of all, my shout out. I'm gonna shout out Mama Sids.
Mm.
She
thank
is
Mama
the
Sids.
Only reason that we're recording again. So thank you, Mama Sids, for stepping
thank
up
you,
and
Mama
agreeing
Sids.
To do our pod editing.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to Vietnam for an entire month from November to December. So this may be the last one until the new year. I don't know. Maybe we'll find another time mid-November before she goes. But I will see how the month goes with the wedding. But shout out to Mama Sids. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. And then the other shout outs are going to go to Mords and Gank for doing the stream last night.
Oh my God.
Their charity streams have always been fun.
Yes.
Make sure everybody follows him on Twitter. Next month is penis month. So prostate awareness. So Mords may have blue hair and a blue beard, but we'll see. But I want to shout out the donators that I saw last night that I can remember. And I had asked Mords to send me a list, but he was probably 15 shots in at that point. So I don't even know if he remembers. Yeah. It's fine. So I know that there was Beaker. I think she did $75. I know Alderin and Bang Bang did some. I forget if it was 20 or 25 between the two of them. And then Hammer and Term both did 100 each. And then the big donator when I was there was Wizard of Woo, who did $150. So Mords got all the way up to $500 for Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Amazing charity. Super easy to donate during his stream. So if you come for prostate cancer awareness, there's just a QR code on the screen. You scan the QR code, you put your email in, the amount you want to donate, your screen name in Discord or in Twitch, and then it shows up on his stream as a tally at the top. So it was super easy, and I recommend everybody keep their eye out for that because we all would like cancer to go away, right? I would like all cancers to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just want to shout all those people out because it was a lot of fun last night. The C2J folks just stepped up.
I think every one of them.
They were all on the stream, yeah, chatting and having a good time. If you donated $10, you got to spin the wheel, and then you got to make Mords or Gank do something silly, which is not always a good time. So, you know, I think as soon as, because Wizard of Woo didn't even know that part.
Yeah.
He just put the 150 down. And then he's like, wait, I get a prize? And Mords is like, yeah, you get to, like, torture us. You can spin the wheel, or you can make Gank attack with my troops. And there was all sorts of things you could do. So he's like, oh, this is great. You get to pick karaoke songs. Like, Miss P, myself, and Brew have met Woo, and I was like, oh, this is right up his alley. He's got a great time. If you guys want to hear more from them, it's the C2J podcast, right, Jen? The Only Clash podcast, I think. Is that what it's called?
There's the Only Clash. Yeah, there is the Only Clash podcast. That's Woo.
I listened to it. I can't remember. Okay. So the Only Clash podcast, check him out. He's very entertaining, big personality, fitting into a very big body. He's a big guy. So real tall, but lots of fun.
About the same as Ben. He's
about as tall as Ben. Yes. Yeah, for sure. So good times. All right, Miss P, you ready?
No, Ben goes first.
Okay. Ben, you ready?
Sorry, my dishwasher is making noise, so I muted. Sure, I'll go. I don't have any anti-shout-outs, because everybody's been awesome. But I'll shout out the entire clan of Noble Hero. Just in general, like, I don't war very often. When I do, it seems like I really just struggle bust it. So I just appreciate the fact that I don't come back to chat with people being like, well, why didn't you do this? Or why didn't you do that? Or you suck. And that's the way Noble's been forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to maintain that. And I do appreciate that you put up with my lackluster performances.
Yeah, I always try and go early because I know my ability to three-star has been lacking for a good long time. So I just been like, okay, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to do a really good attack. Make sure I get the two-star so that someone like Cloud or Lukitu or Sugar or OU can come in and just clean it all up and make it look pretty.
Yep. So
thank you for putting the wrapping on my little present because I can't do that.
And unfortunately, lots of times when I do war, it's like I'm getting reminded with 2 hours left. You got attacks to do.
And you should use that Shen reminding you.
I did, though. The last war I was in, I at least got one attack in the first
That's
night.
Good. Yeah.
So
it does help me. I, you know, because I know I can't three-star, so I just try and do it that way. All right, Miss P?
Okay, so I think I'm just going to shout out, you know, in general, the entire Rated clan. Because, you know, sometimes when I war, I struggle. And people are just, they're always encouraging when I come back to chat. And I appreciate that.
Happy cat.
I'm so unoriginal.
That's great.
That's so amazing.
You knew it was coming.
All right, well, if you want to join the CFF or even just get in on the events, you don't have to be in a CFF clan to be in an event. You can join our Discord at discord.gg/clashfiles. You can also find our sister pod or our brother pod or whatever you want to call it, Pineapples and Thorns, on any of your Apple or Spotify or podcast little engine guys that you use. That is our show today. On behalf of Miss P, BTG, and Brew, thank you for joining us again. It was good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
This is JJ, and we hope you enjoyed it. Stay fancy and enjoy some shirtless hugs.
Are you recording?
Ding ding.
Peace.
Ring the bell. We made it.
Shut up.
Woo. That was good. All right. How do we stop him?
I thought it sounded fantastic.